Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Yevomis Daf Vov in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Beis, starting in Amud Aleph, 8 lines on the top of the Amud. So in the middle of the sugi, until what age can a woman do miyun, can refuse a marriage? Says the Gemara, Asi Uvdu Kamei Rabbi Yossi. There was a story that came in front of Rabbi Yossi. Oma Yivdu Kudadeo. They should check her breast. This simon is mentioned in Maseches Nido as a sign for a bergeris. For an adult girl, she's not anymore, not only she's not a ketano, but she's a bergeris, which is another stage. And if you check that, from that stage on, she cannot do miyun anymore. She cannot refuse a marriage. Says the Gemara, Ma, Kerav Yudo, meaning he's holding like a Yudo that we mentioned in the previous daf. Kerav Yudo, Ma, Shiyar Be'ashachar, meaning a girl can continue doing miyun, refusing a marriage, not only once she gets Shtei Cyrus, but even after that, until Yar Ba'ashachar, meaning there will be a lot of black hair covering her body. Says the Gemara, Ve'omar B'shur ben Levi, Ein Be'i Mois B'nayus, Le'mois Abagus, El'ashisha Chadoshim B'lvad. The Gemara continues the theme that we ended the previous daf, that according to Rabbi Yudo, you can't do miyun once she becomes an adult. Now the stages of a girl is, she starts being a ketano, then she becomes an adult, what's called a nairo, and then she becomes a full adult, fully matured, she's called a bergeris. How much time you have doing nairos? How long is a girl a nairo? 6 months only. So what's bothering the Gemara is that according to Rabbi Yudo, as we mentioned before, once she becomes an adult, she can't do miyun. Here, she already was a nairo for 6 months. So how can you say that if you check the dodim, and if she doesn't have the simon over there, she could still do miyun until she reaches that age? That's not an age of godless. That's an age of bagrus, which is much later. So why do you say they could do miyun until then? In addition, we're asked another question. We don't actually rely on this simon of bdikas dodim. We don't rely on, it's called simon ha'elyon, and the higher simon, the simon which is in her breast. So why are we using this simon over here? Says the Gemara, Adodatim betoich hazman, avla hakar hazman oisi maise. I mean, you can't rely on the simon of the dodim before the time of bagrus. During the 6 months of nairus, you can't rely on the dodim. But once she reached the end of the 6 months, the last day, then that simon tells you she's a bergeris. So first of all, telling you this simon is a simon they could rely on at some stage. Back to our sugyo, pram hocho, sofik rabbi shachar, sofalo rabbi shachar, koifani leten get. When I'm not sure if there's rabbi shachar, if there's enough hair to cover, which is called rabbi shachar, so then misofik, you have to give a get. You don't rely on the miyun. Rabbi shachar ain't your beget. Once rabbi shachar, you don't force him to give a get. Meaning, what the Gemara is telling us is, during the 6 months, we're in a suffix. We don't know. Is it rabbi shachar or is it not rabbi shachar? Did she reach the age of that she can't do miyun anymore or not? We're not so sure about it. She may reach it. She may not reach it. So if a girl does miyun, now I'm going to force the husband to give a get. Because maybe the miyun did work because she didn't reach the stage of Rabbi HaShachar. Maybe it did not work. Misafik, I force him to give a get. Once she reaches to the stage that she has the simon and the dodim, then if she starts refusing, that refusal doesn't do anything. We don't force the husband to give a get. So the maskana of the Gemara is, the simon and the dodim is not that until then she can definitely do a miyun, she can do a refusal. No. Which is not sure, it's a suffix if she could do refusal or not, because we don't know if it was Rabbi HaShachar. But once she has the simon and the dadim, then clearly she has Rabbi HaShachar, and from here on she can't refuse anymore. So we're not coming to exclude the time before, just to say that it's not as clear as after. Halacha Gimel Zok, the Mishnah, Be'ezet Sad Poitres Tzorasim. How exactly in Ervo is Poitres that serve and doing Chalitza Nibum? So the Mishnah explains, Oiso bitoy or achas mikola arayos ahelu nesuis lohiv. So one of the arayos is married to a brother, to Shimon. V'lo isha acheres, Shimon has another wife. V'meis, and Shimon dies. Kishem she bitoy p'tur, the same way the daughter of the Yavam, meaning of Reuven, is going to be potter min chalitzu min ibum because she's a ervo. Kach tzaras p'tur, so the other wife is potter. Ho'ch tzaras bitoy v'nises lohiv asheni. The tzar goes and marries another brother, goes to marry Levi. I mean, Levi does yibum on her. V'lo isha acheres, Levi has another wife. V'meis, and Levi dies. Keshem shetzaras bito ipturo. The tzara of the daughter, meaning the second wife of Shimon, that was married to Shimon, is patur min chalitzu min yibum because she has a yisur v'eshesach that continues forever. So now also the second wife of Levi will also be patur. That's the tzara. That's what the Mishnah says, Keshem Shetzoros Brita Pturo, Kach Tzoros Tzoroso Pturo Afilu Heimea. Even if it will be 100 brothers, and each one, the second wife, will go and marry another brother, they will all be also to Reuven, who had his daughter, one of the women who was Neufel Tehivim. Says the Gemara, Ketza Pajos Arasem, Hoi Sobito Achaz Kol Arayis Eilu V'chulei. Says the Gemara, Himas Niso. This case of our Mishnah will apply to kolay choylis l'main v'loy miyano tzorosa choletz v'loy misebemis. So this we'll see later. The Mishnah will say, if you have an underage girl, she has the ability to do immune, but she didn't do immune. So the tzor will do chalitza, but not a yibum. Why not a yibum? Because she's the tzora of a nerva. But why she doesn't require to have chalitza? Because the nerva is not really married over here. She's underage. It's not a full marriage. So she just didn't do immune. She didn't do refusal. So therefore, the tzara will do chalitza, not yibum. So the Korban Eid explains, what is the Gemara telling us right now? That what is the case that we said this sentence? Is that a regular, simple case? That Shimon died without children, and he has two wives. One of them is underage, and the other one is a regular tzara. Why not? Because in that case, as we saw earlier, we will tell her, we'll tell the erva, do immune. Refuse the marriage. As we learned earlier, you could do immune even after the death of the husband. So we're not going to let the tzar just go away and allow the erva to be put to the tzar. We'll tell the erva to do immune. So what is the case that this Mishnah is mentioning? We're talking about a case like our Mishnah, that the second wife of Shimon went and married Levi. And Levi has another wife, meaning there's a tzara. So if the erva, the daughter of Reuven, did not do miun before the marriage of Levi happened, she can't do miun anymore going forward. Because you have the pasuk, kivan shloi bono shuv lo yivne. Once the miun opportunity was gone, you don't come and bring it back. So that will be the case that the Mishnah L'Kamon tells us. If the erva is underage, and there's a tzara, meaning married to Levi, so then she does chalitza no yibum. Halacha da'at zog the Mishnah be'ez etzadi meisu hem tzarseh mutaris. What's the case if they died so the tzor is mutar? Hoyso bito yachas mikol ha'arayas ha'elu. You have one of the arayas nesu l'hochiv, married to her brother. Ve'lo isha acheres, meaning they're married to Shimon, and there's another wife. Meisa bito in his gashor, if the daughter was died or got divorced, v'achakar meis ochiv, and then Shimon died, tzoros mutaris. The only problem of the tzora is if they both fall to yibum. But if the erva is out before the yibum came, before the brother died, there's no issue with the tzara. V'chola yecholu l'man v'loy miyano. If the erva is underage and she could do miyun, but she didn't, tzaraso chaletza v'loy misebemis. So the tzara could do chalitza na'yibum, as we just mentioned in the end of Amud Aleph, because it's not a full marriage when she's underage, so therefore she's not potter, the tzara, but she can't do yibum because at the end of the day there is a marriage here to her erva. The more quotes the Mishnah can tell you Mesum Tzorsim Mutaras Achulei Kini Masnis. So what's the case of the Mishnah? Kol Echoyle Leman VeLoy Miyano VeMeso Tzoros Acholez VeLoy Misebemis. Meaning another way to explain this Mishnah, except the way that we mentioned end of Amud Aleph, is that the one who's supposed to do the miyun died. So the daughter, the erva, is underage. She didn't do miyun and she died, so she can't do miyun anymore. So now the tzara does chalitza and not yibum. Halacha is Zok the Mishnah. Shesh arayos chamuris meilu. The six arayos, they're more chamur, plishem nesuis la'acherim. Meaning the reason they're more chamur, as the Gemara is going to point it out, because they're not married to brothers of the Yovam. They're married to strangers. By definition, they're married to strangers. And we made it tzarseh mutaris. A tzara is only asur if it's a doing yibum. The brother died, there's a mitzvah of yibum, and you have your erva, so the tzara is asur. But if it's a marriage of somebody else, so then there's no problem for the second wife to marry the person that the first wife is an erva to. Now, what is the case is that by definition, it must be that they're married to somebody else, not to brothers of this person. Imoy ve'eshes aviv, a mother or a stepmother. In both cases, they cannot marry his brother. It's not possible that his mother will marry his brother, because the mother, his mother, is either the mother of his brother or it's the stepmother of his brother. V'ochis aviv, the sister of his father, is the aunt. All sons of the father cannot marry her. Achois aviv, or a sister who is the daughter of his father. So all brothers cannot marry her as well, even though they're only half brothers. V'eshes ochi me'aviv, v'eshes ochi aviv. It's just Ochi Me'ovi means a wife of a brother. The Gemara's going to ask, isn't that a case, the classic case of Yibum? Ve'esh es Ochi Aviv, meaning an aunt who's married to the brother of his father. In all of these cases, no brother of this person can marry these women. So these women, by definition, will never fall to Yibum. So whenever there will be a tzara, we won't be doing a Yibum process, we'll be doing a regular marriage process. So the Gemara says, Shariah's Chamurus Me'elu Pneshim Nesuas Lachem V'chulei. Says more, what does it mean, my ain chamuro? Why is it ain chamuro? Hocha kores v'hocha kores. Meaning the 15 arayas that we mentioned, in a case of a yibum, there's a kores. And the arayas that you have right now in this Mishnah, is also kores. So why is it called chamuros meilo? Hocha mamzer v'hocha mamzer. In both cases, there's a mamzer. So what's the difference? Says more, ma'o chamuro she'inem yicholim le'inose le'ochim shelo ba'aveiro. That's the chamuros. There's no way that this erva can marry a brother. In the first Mishnah, all 15 arayas able to marry one of the brothers. Here, she cannot. There's no such a thing, marrying a brother. That's the chamurus. V'tani Reb Chiya Kein, Reb Chiya says it. V'kulam yuchlot li'nose l'achim shaloi ba'aveiro. If they're able to marry the brothers without aveiro, tzorsem p'turus min echalitzo min ayibum. That's the rule. Whenever they can marry her, there's no problem. Reb Chaim adds over here the case we said before about a woman who's in anuso. She's not married to the father. So it's possible she can marry the brother. So if they're able to marry one of the brothers, then there's a din yibum, and then the tzora is pater. The case is Zahar Mishnah, she's not able to marry one of the brothers. Tani Reb Chiya said in the Braiso, ain't tzora ela me'ach bilvat. Tzora is only from her brothers. We mentioned the Mishnah, only when there's a brother of you and there's yibum, then there's the idea of a tzora. That's our Mishnah. They're married to others which are not the brothers. There's no issue of tzorah. Why is that so? Why do you say that tzorah, the concept of tzorah that Torah taught us from the word litzur, is only by a brother? Only when in the case of Yibum. Why don't you say it by every marriage? If you have, so the more I ask right away, didn't you hear what Reb Chiya said in the Braiso? And Lishmila Vasis in our Mishnah, Krishna Misus Lechem Tzorsem Mutaris. I mean, we just established there's no such thing as a tzorah unless it's married to a brother. So what's the question? So the more Chozov Amar, he got back and said, In the Shmia, he knew it. And like, Inish the Shmia Milu Makshelo. It's like someone heard something, but he has a question. He says, I don't understand why is that so. I know that's the din, but why is that so? And the Gemara doesn't answer the question. Now, if you remember, boy, Rimi asked, Habo Latzoro Moshe Chayav Aleo Mishum Eshizach. A tzara of who's married to the brother, is that we have a din iser. She can't do yibum because of litzur. But is it a din of eishes ach, as we mentioned earlier in the Masechta? Omar of Yoisi ilu efshul tzara below eishes ach yois. If it's a possibility that the issue of tzara can be without the case of eishes ach, so then yeah, maybe tzara is an iser that's not negiyat eishes ach. But efshul eishes ach below tzara, efshul tzara below eishes ach, you could have eishes ach without a tzara, meaning just regular eishes ach. But you can't have a tzara without a shizach. I mean, there's no such thing as iser tzara without the case that she's married to the brother. So if it's only in the case of married to the brother, al korkachol, then when the Torah says litzur is an issue, means the iser shizach comes back, and that's the definition of a tzara. The definition of a tzara is, she is the shizach, and the iser shizach remains and doesn't go away when the brother dies. Continues the Gemara of Zayin, Amudala v'eshizach lo yivim tohi. Meaning the case of the Mishnah. Mishnah said that a wife of the brother, she's someone who's not going to be a Yevama. So the Gemara asks, that's the classic case of a Yevama. We're talking about that she did have children. The only case of a Yevama is a brother died with no children. Now the wife becomes a Yevama. But if the brother had children, so then if he dies, the wife doesn't go down to Yibum. She's not going to fail asleep Yibum. What is she? She's a Yishu Eishizach. And she cannot marry any one of the brothers. That's what our Mishnah says. It's one of the cases that it is not possible that this woman will marry a brother of the Yavam. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Yavamis Navov.